Hello, my friends. Welcome to Side Hustle School. Thanks for tuning in today. My name is Chris Guillebeau, your host. Welcome as well to Throwback Thursday, our weekly segment coming out every Thursday. I know that's shocking, where we take an in-depth look at someone whose story has evolved since we first featured them. Now, we have been making this show since January 1, 2017, every single day. So we've had lots of stories to pull from, and it's been really interesting to hear, you know, what's happened since. Oftentimes, the side hustler has become a founder, a small business owner, an entrepreneur. Oftentimes, they've started another business. Oftentimes, well, you know, all sorts of things have happened. Last week in particular, we heard from the co-creator of a boxed party game for adults called You Don't Know My Life. And during the pandemic, he actually started another side hustle, hosting virtual game nights for big companies. Today in our latest feature, we'll hear from Trevor Rapley. He is the founder of FranchiseFilming.com. What's happened since we first featured Trevor long ago? Well, one thing is he has increased his team and his business something like 10x, 10 times, huge growth. So he's going to say more about that, along with some very helpful advice on building a team and delegating. It is blunt, frank advice, but somebody out there needs to hear it. That somebody may be me, but maybe you too. Who knows? Well, with that, let's hand it over to Trevor.
Hi, my name is Trevor Rapley. I'm in Long Beach, California. I own FranchiseFilming.com, and I was featured in episode 1457 on Side Hustle School. I began filming when I was 13. I fell in love with it, and it was just me filming everything, right? Making everything, and now it's turned into an awesome national team of about 10, and Franchise Filming became our hustle, and my main hustle in about 2016, when we found such an underserved market in the franchising space. No one makes great videos. No one knows how to make great videos. And we are becoming the number one team in that space just because of the types of videos that we make. So I'm really happy to say that our side hustle turned into my main hustle. What has last happened since you guys featured me on the show is we've 10x'd the team. We've 10x'd our revenue, and that's all because we found a niche that was underserved, and I just learned to delegate better. I just learned to hire people that are better than me. So for those that are listening that are like, how do I manage a team? Like, what do you mean I have to hire someone? I can do the job exactly right. You're right. You definitely can. But if you think that way, you will be in the exact same spot you are now 5 years from now. So you are. If you can do your job well and you can do it great and you think people love you and yes, they love the product that you put out. But I've learned that no one really cares who actually makes it. So the minute that I realize that is when I'm like, wow, I can film well. I'm like, wait, but this guy over here can film a lot better than me. So if you're kind of in that spot and you're like, how do I manage a team? I would say you just need to let go. You need to let them fail. You need to let them fall because you did too, right? So why can't someone else do that, right? So if you really want to scale and if you don't have someone on your team now, the best hire you can have now is an admin guy or gal that can just do all the emailing, the outreach, the admin stuff so you can go out and sell. What's next for us is really doubling our revenue, but on a more deeper level, making sure the company keeps more profit at the end of the year. I think we all fall into this trap where let's make as much as we can, which is awesome, but how much is actually being kept at the bottom? And that's the trap I fell into. Like, look at these big deals. But at the very end of the year, we're not keeping a lot. And that starts and ends with me. So I really need to figure out why that keeps happening. So my big thing in the next 6 months is to figure that out. And another side note, we're also moving to Houston. So we're going to move half the team there. Half the team is going to be here. So we're finally going to be a truly national team with offices in two different states.
Man, I really need to learn this delegation stuff, especially that quote about 5 years from now, like if you don't change what you're doing, 5 years from now, you're going to be doing the same thing. I'm just sitting here thinking 5 years ago, I was doing some of the same things that I'm doing now. And in some ways, that doesn't bother me. In some ways, you know, I am a creature of habit. I like my rituals. I kind of like my process and workflow. In other ways, I am inspired, you know, by somebody like Trevor, who's able to grow his business by letting go of some stuff. In other words, getting out of his own way, perhaps, or getting out of someone else's way as well. So thanks for inspiring me, Trevor. Listeners, check out his website, franchisefilming.com. Franchisefilming.com. Really great example as well of a specific niche. Just very clear target market. So I admire that also. Anyway, let me know what you think and who you'd like to see featured from our archives of more than 1,000 stories. If you've got a question or an update for us, just come by the website. You know, it's sidehustleschool.com/questions if you have a question, but you can probably find it from the homepage as well. And well, that's all for today, but I've got a new episode coming tomorrow. You can find it wherever you get your podcasts. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.